is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Can we talk about Josh Brown? He basically had a diary where he was, I don't know why you would get in there and write all this stuff about how you've been beating women your entire life.
Very strange. And like he feels like a god.
She was a slave. Of course, it makes the NFL look wonderful that he got a one-game suspension.
Yeah.
How is he still on the team now?
They just gave him a two-year contract at the beginning of this season.
I don't care. You got to cut the guy.
Did something new come up to the NFL, or did the NFL already know about this?
Well, they claim they didn't.
I guess he was molested when he was a kid. Since that time, he has had zero respect towards women and looks at himself as a god, which I would imagine that's pretty difficult to do when you're the kicker in an NFL locker room. You look like an average human, and everyone, and not only an average, I mean, more often than not, kickers are smaller than average humans.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Mostly positive reviews. That was funny. People need to lighten up. That's fair. If you don't know what we're talking about, go listen to the last segment on podcastarena.com. Fair enough?
I mean, listen, we can only take the interviews where they go.
Exactly.
It's out of our control.
Disco says, I for one thought that interview with Josh was hilarious.
Thank you.
Well played, Disco. We got some help in lining that up. Some people worked very hard to make that happen, including Michael Carroll and Barry Laminick. So props to those guys. All right. So we need to do our, I don't know if I want to do this gym of the day after that.
That could have been the gym of the day. It probably should have been.
Probably should have been, but let's go ahead and do the Zadok Jewelers gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
I think it was ATX Hobo Girl who sent us this today. And it is one of the most disgusting things that I think I've ever seen.
I feel like that's all right. I've got to hear this because I can't imagine it's.
Well, it was tweeted to you as well.
I feel like you've probably. Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
I didn't click on it though.
I did, and I read it, and yeah. I don't feel better about it.
No, I saw the headline. I was like, no, not for me.
Well, I don't even like using that word, but it's a cooking with man juice class.
It's cooking with semen.
I don't even want to say that. It's
seminal fluid. Is that better?
No, it's not. But class participants will be asked to bring their own or partners to a secret location in Shoreditch, England, where they'll whip up a 3-course meal with drinks. The class chef will teach attendees how to use it as a core ingredient in everything from chicken dishes to things that I don't even know what they are because they're English. And apparently there's a book out there which has a collection of man juice-based recipes. It has a 4-star rating on Amazon. Despite claiming it's nutritious with amazing cooking properties, it's kind of hard to tell whether or not they're serious because some of the stuff that they have, you know, they've got some puns listed on the website for their, for what, like jerk chicken.
Yeah. I see what they did there.
Yeah. Schlong iced tea. Yeah.
A Schlong Island.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so
classy.
I don't know if this is a thing or not. I don't know if it's...
I'm guessing no.
Yeah, probably just somebody kind of trolling.
I feel like the Food and Health Administration would not allow that.
But then there was a guy in Japan that ain't his own thing, so yeah, anything's possible.
That's true.
And I do swallow.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I mean, Madonna does.
Interesting question.
All right, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Well, the good news is I got him to crack open that vodka. So.
And how was it?
It's pretty solid.
Okay.
Is that MVP?
Yeah.
That's some good stuff, man. All right.
That's my dude's stuff.
Yeah. But Not bad. Mixes nicely with water. Let's try a couple phone calls. Anthony. You're on. Go.
Anthony, hey now.
Hey, sports.
Sports.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I just kind of commented on the interview a while ago. It almost seems like a prank call because it's almost like a direct quote from the Flash last night, this episode.
It sounded like a prank call to you?
Yeah, because the line that he was talking to the dog?
Yeah.
It's almost like a direct quote from the Flash of this week's episode.
Oh. Well, I can't confirm that. I don't watch the Flash.
I think
but,
you might be the only person in Houston who does, but...
But maybe it was... You, so you're saying you don't think that was really Josh Brown?
No, we lost him.
No.
Do you think we got trolled?
We could have. That's a possibility.
Somebody might have been pretending to be Josh Brown?
Yeah.
That would be a terrible thing. All right, let's try Jarrett.
Hello. So,
hey, now.
Hey. Hey, man. Just wanted to kind of touch on with you guys. I got a question. Brock Osweiler, man. What if this project is not panning out? What do you think Rick Smith and the staff do with this guy, man? What do you think? Do you think he lasts another maybe year or two? Or you think they just kind of give up on him after year two, especially if he doesn't, if they don't make the playoffs this year? And
Listen, if things don't improve by the end of year two, they're going to move on. I still think they have high hopes that it improves from here. But if this is what you're getting a year and a half from now, they're not going to deal with this anymore. But that said, until it either reaches full-blown disaster Schaub, late-term Schaub mode, or he gets hurt, they're not going to move on to Tom Savage. They're not going to move on to anything. No. They've got too much of an investment in this guy.
And I think in reality, if this turns out to be a two-year bust, then Rick Smith should be fired.
Yeah.
But
or somebody should be. I mean, whoever's responsible.
I think you'd have to blow them all out. But yeah, if Bill O'Brien keeps going 9-7 every year, how do you fire him?
Yeah, it's difficult to justify. But there's people who want to fire Marvin Lewis for making the playoffs every year.
Yeah, but I think right now, when you look at so many teams that struggled to even make the playoffs, and you keep going 9-7, yeah, do I want more? I'd like to see more out of the staff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a hard thing to do, to fire a guy after going 9-7 every year. If they do it again this year and go and get whacked in the first round of the playoffs, I don't see them making a move. Not unless there's somebody out there that you weren't expecting to be available. Like if they go 9-7 and get blown out in the first round and say Sean Payton becomes available,
yeah,
I might do it. But there's a pretty small list of guys because most of them, you just don't know what you're going to get. Hey, you know what? I want to give something away because I know you guys are in a bad mood. You think it's Tuesday. I'm going to make it better for you.
Thank you.
We're so excited about Dick's Sporting Goods coming to Houston. We've talked them into giving away gift cards. So you're going to win a $50 Dick's Sporting Goods gift card. You can come out this weekend and use it for the big grand opening. ESPN 97.5 will be at the new Katy, Baybrook, and Willowbrook locations. AJ will be at Willowbrook. Log on to ESPN975.com to find out when, where, and who will be our guest host and our special sports celebrity guest. Dick's Sporting Goods has everything you could possibly need for your favorite sport. Check them out at dickssportinggoods.com, caller 25. I also have a game to give away later, too. So.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. I'm
man of the people.
Just trying to cheer people up. I'm sitting next to Josh right now. That was him, and yes, his dog is smart.
I could see that.
So
I didn't buy it, but you never know. I did hear, I guess that guy saying that, you know, there was that one of those jokes was on a Flash episode, or one of those lines, I guess, was on a Flash episode. Maybe that is.
I've never seen the Flash.
I haven't either, but maybe it was a prank call, Jong. You feel like maybe we got a bad number for that guy?
Maybe.
It's possible.
Who's your contact on that thing?
It's on me. No, it's on me.
Got it from Tom Coughlin.
Yeah.
But he's not there anymore, so maybe he changed his number. At some point, are y'all going to talk about former Texans quarterbacks that go to other places outside of Cleveland and win games?
Brian Hoyer.
I think we've hit on that quite a bit, that some of these guys have gone on.
Yeah, I've been on record as saying Brian Hoyer is better than Brock Osweiler, and people just get really angry at me about it. So, well, no, I don't want to discuss that anymore because I'm tired of people being mad at me.
I'll let them be mad. The reality is, yeah, almost every one of these guys, Ryan Fitzpatrick last year, I thought they got the best year of his career out of him here. And he was better last year.
Yeah.
Now he's not anymore.
No, he's back to a pumpkin.
You know, Keenum is playing okay for the Rams, had a good game Sunday. But he played okay here. I think he is what he is. Yeah, Hoyer's had a nice stretch, but Hoyer had some nice games here last year too. And keeping it, there's a reason a lot of guys who are backup quarterbacks like Hoyer, they can do it for a few games, but over the course of a season, it's hard for him to keep going. And I think that's what you're going to see out of him and out of Case. 832 says, my son just said Willowbrook will be the busiest because AJ will be there.
That's right. Not because of Mario Elie.
Hashtag Blitz Jr. I bet more people go to see AJ Hoffman than Mario Elie.
Kind of doubt that.
A lot of people weren't even alive when Mario Elie was knocking in three-pointers.
That's true.
All right. I'm going to take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. Everything is, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify. And someone's head off. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
I'm such a bad person. AJ was telling Sean that he got Josh Brown. He was all excited about it, and I was like, and he wanted to use the audio. And like, yeah, let him do it. Don't tell him.
Probably should have. But
see, that's why I'm a horrible person, because you know that probably wouldn't have gone over too well.
Wait, they're going to air that on SB Nation?
No,
if we're lucky.
No, they're not going to. It's too bad, but it'd have been funny. Can you imagine angry Salisbury over that one? I've seen him get mad. Yeah, that would have been hilarious. Real quickly, before we get to the segment here, our buddy Barry Laminack is performing tonight, so I wanted to have him on to let you guys know if you're out looking for something to do on a Thursday night, where they can go. And
yeah, man, thanks for letting me do this. I'm at Rudyard's British Pub. It's like 4 miles from here, which is even better. It's on Wah. Show
Wah.
Starts at Wah.
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 Wah. It starts
show starts
Wah Street?
Yes.
Wah
Drive.
Street?
No, Wah Drive.
Wah Drive is on.
All right. I need you to stop. I'm trying to be serious.
If Jong were a real producer, he would have jumped in with that. Jong would have said, what drive? And you would have said, wall. And he said, yeah, what drive? Thanks, Jong.
Don't let him do that to you, Jong. Don't let him bully you like that.
Wah?
Wah? What are you talking about?
Yeah, wah. Wah drive.
Wah drive.
Damn it. Jong, you're not doing it.
Wah?
This is insane.
What?
All right, good night.
And there's the show.
Me and my ideas.
Yeah.
I just wanted to help Barry pump his show a little bit tonight. You know?
Yeah, it's for a great cause, and it has all devolved into...
What cause?
I give up. Boy, you guys are on a roll.
Y'all are holding.
Jong is in there killing it. Rudyard's British Pub show starts at 7:30. There's like 5-6 comedians on there, including myself. Tickets are $25. But if you go to like tinyurl.com/pinkpositive2016, I tweeted it out.
Ooh, they made that really easy to remember.
Yeah, they couldn't just do like tinyurl.com or something like that. It was a lot worse, but I'll tweet it out. But yeah, if you go to the show tonight, it's $25, but all the proceeds go to a really good cause, the National Breast Cancer.
$25? What?
It's totally worth it.
Okay.
So, it is. National Breast Cancer Foundation is what the proceeds go to.
And there's tickets still left?
There are tickets still left, yeah.
Absolutely. Where's it at?
Or you can just donate. Rudyard's British Pub.
And where's that located?
Drive.
How many people are on the show?
Like 17. Daryl Bradford, Emerald Gearing, myself, Rob Munkle.
Skip to the funny people.
Barry Lamanek.
All right.
What?
And Rob Mungle.
Mungle.
Yeah.
I love that name.
I love Mungle. He's hilarious.
Dude, Mungle. You know what? I said this jokingly one time, but Rob Mungle is my mom's favorite comic, which is really pisses me off because I'm a comic. And it's just, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not that good.
Him, which he's filthy, too. Like,
And he also loves horse racing. So we have
really?
Yeah, but he's funny as hell.
I love that his last name's Mungle.
You like that?
That's hilarious to me.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Have a great show.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Amy Schumer not on that card, right?
No. Oh, okay. Not at all.
All right. No Madonna either?
I wish.
No.
Would you tell her? Hey, if she were
you
there?
You want a job from a 58-year-old woman?
Hey, have you seen Sharon Stone?
58.
Absolutely.
58.
And I do smoke.
Hello.
Yeah.
She had some. Look, I'll just say this. If she was making an argument.
You're going to give her. She's going to give you eye contact, and it's going to be all those crow's feet from her old ass face.
She's going to be looking at me through her bifocal. Yeah. Like an old lady reading the paper.
That'll her be the reading glasses.
Yeah. No, I mean, I felt like she made some really good points. I'm willing to vote. I wasn't going to vote. I am now voting.
So if she's wearing bifocals and her head is moving up and down, is that going to change the perception of your...
I sure hope so.
Okay.
That could make it even more fun.
Just wondering.
Super old, though.
Who cares?
Me, for one.
What?
Dude, she's 58.
That's not that much older than me. I'm down.
Have you seen, like... But she's fit, though. You got, like, look at her arms. Look how fit. That's how you can tell.
Look at Fred.
Yeah?
And realize that that's a 51-year-old body.
I'd let Fred.
Who's talking about the body? It's just the mouth.
Yeah. It's neck up, bro. That's all.
Well, look at that head.
I hope you like the smell of
vodka.
Look
at that 51-year-old head.
Hey, Fred could get it.
And then add 7 years and a gap tooth to it, and then you've got Madonna.
And a lot of heroin.
Yeah. So. And a wig.
I'm waiting for you to get to the bad part. It's fine with me.
Oh, man.
All right. Have a good show, my
Thanks,
man.
Guys. Yeah. Y'all too.
So one more time. Where's it at?
Wow.
Thank you.
And that's, is that the, you might want to take your headphones off before you walk off there with those.
I'm about to steal those damn headphones.
Good.
Oh, okay. No, is it like Montrose area, Wa, or is it?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's like 4 miles from here. Wa, yeah, it's not far.
Wa part?
Enjoy that.
Yeah. I may have to see what the wife's up for tonight. I'm going to go out there. So, but I will text you to find out what time you're going to come on and when Rob's going to be on, because I don't want to sit through everybody. No offense. I have my favorites. Yeah, you know, I can't do like a whole show with that many comedians. And but what I do, so like last year at Whatever Fest, I just kind of went over, watched Barry, watched a couple other people I thought were funny, and then went and did music and stuff for a while, and then went back.
So you watched funny people and Barry, and then left.
Yeah, something like that.
I'll still never get over it. I'm telling you, Barry waited to be funny until after we stopped doing a podcast together. It's the worst.
Well, maybe it's because
all of a sudden, yeah, I'm really funny. I'm just holding back.
maybe it was him escaping you.
Maybe so.
Yeah, maybe you were kind of like Josh Brown to him.
Could have been.
Oh man, I don't know where the hell we're even going now.
Gabriel says the retirements in sports continue. Elton Brand calls it quits today after 17 seasons in the NBA. Listen, the fact that Elton Brand was still in the league after 17 seasons is really remarkable. He might have played, I don't know, maybe 20 games last year. Maybe. Didn't start any. Hasn't been a starter since like 2011. He's just a guy, a big body that's been collecting a check. And like when I say he hasn't started since 2011, he probably hasn't even been good since like 2006 or 7. That's one of those unbelievable stories that make you wish that if your kids don't need to go to school if they're like 6'10", 280, they can make a living.
Yeah. Well, and he was a really high draft pick.
Yes,
that more was expected of. But when you kind of look back on his career, damn serviceable player for a long time.
For a long time, up until about 2010.
Yeah.
For like 10 years, but he had a 17-year career.
Yeah, but he was never going to be number one overall pick good.
No.
But, and that's always, if you got him like with the 15th pick, you'd be like, man, hell of a pick.
I mean, listen, anybody who can play in the league for 17 years, that's a nice run. But I'm just saying that guy hasn't been relevant in a while. So him retiring.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that dude made a ton of money.
Yeah, because he had, I think, two big contracts.
Two big, stupid contracts after his number one pick contract. So, yeah, that dude made some real coin.
So, apparently
Oh, here you go. He was... That dude made from 2003 to 2013, so he had 10 years. The least he made was $10.9 million. The most he made was $17
million. Jeez.
And like I said, you're talking about a guy who was really late in his career doing nothing, was still making $16 million a year.
Well, because he was still on that contract, and so you kept him around because... You know, you're going to have to pay him anyway.
Last year he made $890,000, and that's about what he was worth.
Yeah.
I'm looking over his draft class very quickly in the first round. There are two active NBA players from the 1999 draft. One's a free agent, and one is actually on a roster.
Not, and Elton Brown's counted out.
Yeah, Elton Brand is not counted.
God, who still is Jason Terry?
Jason Terry is the one, the active on the Milwaukee Bucks,
and then there's someone who I'm guessing someone who wants to play.
Yes, and he's had a pretty productive career.
Sean Marion?
No, he's retired.
Damn. Rip Hamilton?
No, he's retired. Damn, you're pretty good at naming the reeling off 1999 draft class.
Good job.
That's a Steve Francis draft.
Yes, it was.
That's like that's my wheelhouse of NBA fandom. Ron Artest.
I guess he is active.
Who are you thinking of?
Andre Miller.
Oh, okay.
Wow. He came right after Richard Hamilton.
He's one that I would have never thought of.
Yeah, that's another guy who's, on the surface you look at it and say, eh.
And there is one player, hold on, did he retire this year? No, there's one player left that was taken in the second round. I don't think he retired.
Oh, Ginobili.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ginobili. Yeah, I think he's still hanging around.
I thought he did retire. Nah, maybe not.
I don't think he officially retired, no. Ginobili.
Yeah, I guess he came back. Duncan retired. I'm old. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. So, you know what I have when we come back? Apparently, there's some pretty good trash-talking signs between Aggie and Bama fan going around.
Oh, boy.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play.
Don't do it, Aggie. Just be humble. And if you win, awesome. Talk that smack then. If not, you can just pretend like you knew it was coming all along.
Well, Bama's kind of talking trash, too. So
yeah, but they're Bama. They can talk trash.
These aren't the players. These are the fans.
That's what I'm saying.
They got signs up.
Bama fans, they have T-shirts that say national champions, not just fake banners in their building.
So do the Aggies. It says 1938 on it. Come on. It was a 39. It was 39. Yeah. Oh, well, then they added a bunch of them, too.
Yeah. It's made of the fur of a woolly mammoth. That's when it was.
I was 18 years old back then. All right. First off, I'm going to give away something real quick. Family, betrayal, revenge. Win a copy of the new Mafia 3 PS4 game and enter the brutal open world of organized crime. Build your crime family and rule the open world of 1968 in New Bordeaux, Louisiana. Or play the other side and be Lincoln Clay, military-grade badass out for revenge against the mob. Mafia 3 will blow your mind with intense gunfights, heart-pumping hand-to-hand combat, and white-knuckle seat-of-your-pants driving. Mafia 3 is out now on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Rated M for mature. Get yours now. Caller 20. So, John, am I going to be able to get one of these for Xbox One?
Check with Michelle?
No, because I don't like to talk to her.
I could check for you.
If you could check for me, that'd be great. Okay. I'd really appreciate that because, when I ask, I feel cheesy about it, but if you ask for me, I don't feel so bad.
I do it all the time.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about, I freaking love Bedrock City Comics. And they've got five great locations around Houston: Westheimer, Clear Lake, 1960, Washington, Sugar Land, or you can just go to bedrockcity.com. That Halloween sale is coming up. We're just over a week away, October 28th through the 31st for the sale. You're going to get back issues 50% off, new comics 10% off, novelties between 25% and 50% off. Toys, same thing. Posters, supplies 25%, apparel 25 to 50%. And man, they have so much cool stuff. If you're a nerd like me and you love Marvel and you love DC and you love all this stuff, they've got everything. And I mean, they're about comics and games and clothes and just stuff that says, hey, I'm a nerd and I'm proud. In fact, they have an entire display now on Game of Thrones that is awesome. So they've got all kinds of Game of Thrones stuff. Guess who's going to swing by tomorrow before the show and buy a few things? This guy. Great people over there. The owner, Richard, the GM, Mike, marketing director, Tiffany. I love these guys. You're going to love it, too. Go check them out. And we're doing giveaways every week, so make sure you get on in on that. But Bedrock City Comics, go to bedrockcity.com for more details or visit one of their five great locations. That's Bedrock City Comic Company.
Is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
Texas A&M, Alabama, college football, Saturday at 2:30 on ESPN 97.5. Presented locally by Doggett Heavy Machinery.
And we are back on the Blitz. You guys must be awful influences on your children. I don't know, man. My kids like me fine. I kind of feel like...
No, I actually am a horrible influence on my children. Probably the worst.
Mine's turned out great. So far. I mean, they're young.
Yeah, I'm a mess.
But my son doesn't listen to the show. He's not really into sports, and he's got a different kind of sense of humor.
It also could be that this is an entertainment show. Perhaps we act like responsible adults when we're around our children.
It's possible.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I have a lot of. It's funny because my daughter does listen to the show. She's got a sick sense of humor, and sometimes she gets in trouble at school for stuff because she has her dad's kind of smart-ass attitude about things. But, man, my son, we'll have hour-long conversations. He's different because he's a writer and he's really smart and he's way smarter than me. But we'll have, like, hour-long conversations about writing techniques, which I don't know who does that. It's just kind of weird.
My son and I never have those talks.
Yeah, but you're going to have to deal with him at baseball, right? Are you doing the select thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's going to get expensive.
Oh, it already has.
Yeah. That's why, because there was a whole thing about why is baseball so white, and it's really not. I think it's because mostly there's a lot of people from Central America and stuff now, too. But
in America?
You better have some money, and it's usually that's the suburbs. I mean, to do those select teams, man, that's a lot of traveling. And, you know, I think it's a lot of rich white families, frankly, that are able to do it so those kids can develop. And I'm not sure it's that difficult to figure out what the issue is, but that's just me. 713-780-ESPN.
It's a lot of rich white families and then my middle-class white family.
Yeah. Middle-class is still well-to-do, but, yeah. Man, I had a bunch of sportsy stuff that we just never even got close. I want to do these banners. Here we go. All right, I want to give a point for each team here, John. I want you to keep score. You ready? This is Aggie first. How do you circumcise a Bama fan? You kick his sis in the jaw. Hashtag BTHO Bama. I'm gonna go point Aggie there, right?
All right, one.
That's a good one.
Okay, this one from Alabama. We'll see which one's better. Penn State showers are cleaner than Manziel's nostrils.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to go with that's pretty weak because, A, Manziel's not there anymore.
And Penn State has nothing to do with this game.
Yeah. So I'm going to go Aggies 1, Penn State nothing.
Yeah, that's weak.
In fact, you know what? That may be a 2-point round there, AJ.
Okay.
That may be a 10-8 round.
I don't like that.
Okay, here's another one from Bama. The best thing A&M ever had just got out of rehab.
That's that one stings because it's true.
Yeah, except, again, you're talking about somebody who's not there anymore.
That's true.
And who, by the way, maybe he was in rehab, but he did beat you.
Yeah.
So, and here's the
Aggie. Actually, didn't John David Crow die like a year ago?
That's terrible.
I don't think he was in rehab. I think he's actually dead.
I don't think that's who they meant, AJ.
Oh, they're talking about John Foosball.
So here come the Aggs again. What do you call a Bama fan with two brain cells? Pregnant.
Oh, boy.
That's another one.
Yeah, you know what? I think
I was going to go with valedictorian, but pregnant is good, too.
Salutatorian, come on.
Yeah.
Three brain cells is probably valedictorian. So I'm going to give the Aggies a win there in a landslide. So congratulations, Aggies. You're funnier than Bama fan. I don't know exactly how much that says, but you're funnier than Bama fan.
At least they can claim scoreboard until we get to Saturday.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Nothing would make me happier than to see A&M beat Alabama. I just don't see. I only see one scenario where it can happen. And I think Trevor Knight has to have the game of his life throwing the ball. He has to be much more accurate than he's been all year. He can't turn it over. He's got to run around. He's got to run around and make some plays. All things he's capable of doing. But he's got to do it at a level he hasn't done it at all year. And if that happens, then A&M's got a shot. But that doesn't mean they're going to win, even if all that happens.
I don't know.
Because A&M runs the kind of offense that gives Alabama fits and frustrates Nick Saban. He hates that offense. That's why Mississippi does so well against him every year. He hates the spread. He hates those running quarterbacks and going fast and doing tempo. Still beats them 90% of the time, but
For me, it boils down to, is Aggie going to be able to make a stop ever in this game? And that's where I don't know. Yeah. I mean, based on what they did against Tennessee, I think they're going to have a hard time.
That's where I think the problem's going to be. Because Bama's going to be able to score. And I hope Myles Garrett's close to 100% because I think he'll make a difference in that defense. But this Bama offense is... And that's the thing. They just don't have any weaknesses, AJ. I try to find weaknesses. I look for them. They're not there.
Yeah.
And
I think Nick Saban said this is the most talented teams he's had. And he might be right. I mean, it's really ridiculous.
I think they've probably had more high-end talent at certain positions. Like, I don't think there's anybody as good as Amari Cooper.
Probably not.
But when I look at the team as a whole, I mean they're more balanced than any team he's ever had, from top to bottom and depth.
Yeah,
because they can run eight defensive linemen out there at you if they need to. So I it's going to be hard for somebody's going to have to play a perfect game. Mississippi almost did, didn't matter. That's what A&M's going to have to do. That's the one scenario I see where they'd have a chance, and even then, it might not be enough.
All right, guys, got to tell you one more time about Allied Outdoor Solutions. If you're looking to spend more time in your backyard when this cold front, this mythical cold front hits, you want to spend it in a nice-looking backyard. You don't want to look at that old grayed-out patio or that ugly pool deck. That's where Allied Outdoor Solutions can help you out. Give them a call to get you ready, 713-465-0400. They can renovate that stuff with a Carvestone overlay. Carvestone gives you a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money than it would cost to tear everything out and start over. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your place, so it looks great, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you hang on to some money as well. Several monthly payment options, including 0% financing for up to 18 months. And if you're not into the Carvestone thing, they can help you with outdoor kitchens, patio covers, outdoor water features, fire features. They've got it all. Stop by their showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, see what they can do for your backyard, or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at Texas Mattress Makers. And I love the mattress I got there. I love the people there. I love the fact that you're going to save a bunch of money if you go there. How about this? 50% off of what you pay in a retail store because they make the mattresses right there and they sell them directly to you. And guys, I've been back there and seen how they do everything and the quality they put into these things. They're constantly looking for new ways to help you sleep better. And I didn't know anything about mattresses before I started doing business with Texas Mattress Makers. I'm like, I'll just go buy a bed. No big deal. Yeah, now that I've seen how they do them and the care that goes into these and the quality, and now that I've seen for myself how much better I sleep because I go to Texas Mattress Makers, I'm telling you, it will change your life for the better. And here's the best thing about it. Not only right now are they, they're trying to save you money. They're trying to help you sleep better. They're also helping our community. And you're already saving that 50% I told you about. But how about this? Putting on the bed right now, 5 to 50% off of the factory prices. The factory prices. We're not talking about retail prices. And here's what they're doing with that. For every purchase of $500 or more, they're donating a bed to a Houston child in need. And I'm telling you, this is a big deal. There's a list of more than 20,000 children under the age of 16 that are waiting for a bed and they can't afford it in Houston alone. So how about this? You're going to go and buy a great mattress, save a bunch of money, sleep better, feel better, and guess what? You're going to be able to help a kid sleep too. That's why I love Texas Mattress Makers. They're about doing things in the community and helping you sleep better. There's a reason the Houston Press named them number one mattress store. It's because they're the champs. Yuval and the guys over there are great. Go check them out. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
Sports! AJ, tell the people about Dix.
Oh, yes, Fred. I'll do that as soon as I find the read. Here okay. It is. Dix Sporting Goods is coming to Houston, Fred. Did you know that?
I might have heard something about that
this
over the last couple days.
Is Dick's Week.
It is Dick's
on
Week.
On our show, or on our station altogether.
More importantly, on our show.
We're really excited about the new grand opening of Dick's this weekend. I'll be hanging out at the new Dick's Sporting Goods located at Willowbrook Mall on Saturday from 1 until 3 with Mario Ellie. We're going to give away a ton of stuff, so come check it out. Willowbrook Mall, Dick's from 1 until 3.
All right. Well, coming up next is the HD show. Buddies Fred Davis and Henry Thomas out there in the bullpen. So let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. I've got two Hollywood things and then a Pokemon update.
Okay.
Game of Thrones discussion. I thought you might be happy about this.
Oh, yeah. Winter is coming.
A character that has been missing for some time is going to be back. The Baratheon bastard, Gendry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We haven't seen him since, what, season 3?
Yeah, it's been a while. They've been hiding him to keep him from getting whacked.
He is going to be back this season. Everybody's been wondering what's going on, but he was recognized in Ireland where the next season is filming, and now he's been spotted on set in Spain. So
they're already filming? I thought they were going to wait till later because of the weather.
They're doing the Spain stuff now. Oh, okay. They're going to do the other stuff later.
Okay.
So we'll see another character back in Game of Thrones, just in case you didn't think there were enough characters on that show to confuse you. They're going to re-add one that they've had out for 3 years. So that's good news for everybody. Kim Kardashian West has been quiet on social media since she was allegedly robbed in Paris.
Yeah, I saw that video came out, huh?
And she's saying she's taking some much-needed time off. She said, you may notice that we haven't updated the app in a couple weeks. And about on her website, she says she's taking some time off, but not to worry. We've called upon some people, some of Kim's closest friends, family, and yours truly, to save up some exclusives. Thank you so much for your support for my girl. She's going to take time off from social media, which I'm curious to see how long this lasts. How long will Kim Kardashian go without posting a selfie?
Well, how many days can she go without posting a picture of her ass on there?
It's very difficult for her to do that.
But it's like we'll jogging his penis. I mean, there's only so many days you can go without.
I mean, it's constant. Yeah. Constant with him. Keeping Up with the Kardashians has resumed limited filming. So they're not all back in the full swing yet, but they are getting back to it. And apparently the Pokemon Go craze has come and gone.
It is in rapid decline.
It's your weekly Pokemon Go update.
Since launching in July, it has lost at least a third of its daily users by the middle of August. By mid-September, daily revenues had fallen from $16 million per day to $2 million per day.
Let's still take that.
And daily downloads have declined from a peak of 27 million to 700,000. Still making good money. How do they make money with that game?
You buy lures and potions and Pokeballs and whatnot. It's like any other game where you buy in-app purchases.
They're making $2 million a day on in-app purchases?
I guess so.
Still? And at one point they were making $16 million a day? That's ridiculous.
I'm kind of with you on that.
But apparently they've got a list of lessons that other companies can learn. Have a clear avenue to capitalize quickly. Pokemon Go launched with relatively little actual game and was still missing a lot of features by the end of July. They didn't introduce new elements quickly enough to stop players from getting bored. The developers have added a new feature that allows players to choose a buddy Pokemon to accompany them in the game. But by waiting so long after the game's launch, the developers missed an opportunity to capitalize on their existing player base. Don't remove popular features, it says. A lot of people, like the tracking, apparently, being able to look around and like use extra websites to find Pokemon. The company shut that down. They've had cease and desist orders, and they've cut off their data access. And apparently people don't like that. People don't imagine that. People don't like to wander around aimlessly looking for Pokemon. They only like it when they know where they are. And it says talk to your customers. Communicating with your customers is paramount, particularly when things go wrong. Otherwise, you risk losing their confidence that you care about them and know how to fix the problem. If you have to make unpopular decisions, at least communicate the reason why, because the silence is killing Pokemon Go. Some players are so disillusioned they actually requested refunds, which I doubt that's going to work.
No, that's not going to happen for you.
I think Pokemon Go may be dying, Fred.
I think a texter just nailed it. Maybe it's because everybody went back to school?
Could be. My kids still play Pokemon.
Well, I have another theory.
You want to know what level my kid is?
Yeah, I'd like to know. And then I'm going to tell you my theory.
What level are you, Jong? I know you don't play anymore.
Yeah, I don't play anymore.
But what level were you when you stopped?
I don't know, 15?
I'll tell you in just a second. This takes a long time to open up. Maybe that's why people don't like to play it.
There you go.
Level 30. They're masters, Pokemasters.
Double Down seems like don't cancel popular features is a lesson they should not have had to learn. Yeah, that's kind of business 101, right? Yeah. See, I have a theory.
People like stuff. Try continuing to do that.
I think the clowns have come.
Oh, it's scaring people
off.
To
scare people away from Pokemon Go.
It could be.
That's why they're here, the scary clowns.
It could be.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Very strange show for Thursday. I don't know if it was bad or good or mediocre or what. I'll give Jong an A anyway. I'll give Hoffman an A. I'm not giving Josh Brown anything. I'll give myself... I don't know what I was today.
You've been worse.
I have been worse, so I'll go D-. And we'll try it again tomorrow. Lots of good sports stuff. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.